Network. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to open the phones up in the next segment. In fact, the phone lines are open right now. We tried to call, we had them closed. It's open now. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. And we will get you up and on the air. 888-201-2244 is the number to join us. In this short segment, I'm going to finish up the points I was making, then come back, hit some news, and take your calls. But I want to hear from you specifically on, is my message getting out? I mean, is it clear? Does it make sense? Do you understand basically what I'm trying to get across, what I'm trying to say here? You've got Fox News Corp promoting the global carbon tax while Glenn Beck exposes that commies are behind it and trying to get us, while his other little co-host buddy, Bill O'Reilly, saying how good it is. You understand he's for all the banker bailouts and the police state and the Mayak report that's aimed and designed at you. Do you see where this is going? He laughs at you publicly, putting quotes in there written for the CIA about how they control both parties in the 60s. Do you understand that? I'd like to get your take on it. And what about Robert Rodriguez lying? His ex-wife, the producer, in the news saying Alex doesn't have the script. They say they have it. They don't have it. None of this is in the movie. None of what's in the Arizona trailer is in the movie. It's all in the movie. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we will get you up and on the air with us. And you can call today if you want, but call tomorrow while they're there. I have said that I'm all for tax incentives, but this is even more, where they're even given money to make these films. But they are discriminating against other films for almost no reason and not letting them have tax incentives. So we need to call and say, you give everybody tax incentives, and you never be involved in the content of a film, or you get rid of these tax incentives. You do not discriminate. Here's the governor's office. He runs the Texas Film Commission with taxpayer money. 512-463-9200. 512-463-9200. Or fax them 512-463-4114. 512-463-4114. Call the governor and say, look, you can never bar any other film again if you give this movie funding, because it's a race war movie all the way. And it's outrageous. 512-463-9200. Governor Rick Perry, no matter where you live in the world, give him a call, but especially in Texas. Let's play a short clip going out to break of Rick Perry saying that Robert Rodriguez and his films are the model of this program. And then later he tried to deny that they were even involved with Rodriguez, and now they admit they are. Here it is.
Actors love shooting in Texas. So do the filmmakers and other.
Thank you for having faith. Thank you for having faith in this state and staying here knowing that we were going to get this done. Bobby Jindal was in town yesterday doing a little run through, and I told him, I said, Bobby, guess what? All those movies you've been having over there in Louisiana, they're going to be coming to Texas.
And, folks, just the clip's a lot longer. It's up on Infowars.com and the articles that Aaron Dykes and Kurt Nemo have written if you want to see the whole thing. But the quote in The Statesman out of that video is, you know, that Rodriguez is the model of this entire program. And this is like the movie The Lives of Others, a true story about the Stasi spying on people, spying on artists and writers and actors in East Germany, and how the government controlled what could and couldn't be made. The Pentagon is already in control of many Hollywood films, so there's anything to do with the military in it. There's already this product placement. There's already this brainwashing, this agenda. You just saw Fox admitting they put messages in every TV show pushing carbon taxes and global government, basically. What Glenn Beck's over here exposing. Glenn Beck, key Obama ally, works with socialists for global carbon taxes. Oh, really? All right, your calls are coming up after this break. I want to get your take on this and a lot more. We'll also get into the economy and a lot of other news. But first, your phone call straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. The website is GCNLive.com.
Listen up, friends. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I want to get your view on the last hour. The statements I made about the Republican political talk show host always being partisan, now saying they're not partisan, but claiming they want to fight the world government when the Republican leadership is bought and paid for by the very same people. And what do you think about Robert Rodriguez with taxpayer money, 18% of his film, he's set to get. They decide the next month, but he's been set and queued. When we first called him months ago, they said, yes, he's getting the money. When he's made a film that is about a race war and shows anybody who's against illegal immigration, murdering Catholic Hispanic priests, crucifying them, murdering pregnant Hispanic women. Total theater. Minuteman's never killed or hurt anybody, but you do have the Mexican coyotes on that side killing the Central and South American immigrants that come in and robbing them. You hear about the massacres every week. I mean, it is hellish. So what is your view on all this? Then I'm going to get into a bunch of other economic and world news, news on Google getting in more and more trouble for spying on private individuals are now being investigated by the Texas Attorney General. European governments are going after them. That is all coming up today. But I do want to throw a search term out to make it the number one Google search term, our wonderful audience. You did this Friday very successfully. We made Alex Jones demonized the number one search term in the world Friday. And that linked to an article by Paul Watson and another one by Kurt Nemo with the same headline, similar headline, so it would pick up in the search engine, pointing out how ABC News Nightline did this deceptive hit piece on yours truly, showing how desperate and scared they're starting to get. They're hitting us from the left wing. They're hitting us from controlled opposition right wing. They're hitting us with the mainstream news because we've got the truth. We know their ball game. Let's go to your phone calls. And I want to get to everybody. You've already got 10 people on hold here. So please make your comment or your question. We're going to move on because I want to get everybody on. Mark in Idaho, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Mark. Go ahead.
Alex, so much of what you do every day is pointing out the fruits of their labors, the fruits of the opposition's labors. They are countless. They're in your stacks every day. And what I'm looking for is a way to get to an if-then. If the most significant events in the last 60 years, JFK and 9/11, if something can be proven a lie, then look at the whole picture. They can take your president from you. They can pull down the buildings.
No, I agree with you. In fact, that's what Glenn Beck's book is. It's a multifaceted thing. For people in the know, it's a threat. My father read it, and I wanted to get his views. We had a meeting this morning. And I said, Dad, what's your view on this book? Before I tell people my view. He said, exactly. He said, this is a threat. This is Glenn Beck saying, I'm the bad guy in this book. I'm the guy posing as a patriot. You can't beat us. We're going to take over. We can do anything we want to you. But for his brain dead fans, it's like, that's a great fiction book. When he's telling you, this isn't fiction. He tells you in the book, this is real. The names have just been changed. Go ahead.
Ask us. You have a strong following. You can move search terms. You can direct information flow. You are at the you know, the center of quite a bit of this with the research. And the research is the key for your listeners. If you want to know, you can find out. It's all there.
Well, I mean, listen, this week we posted in the last 7 days four different Rockefeller Foundation documents from their own website admitting they developed vaccines, things mixed with vaccines to sterilize the population, but only selectively. I mean, it's all admitted. Mark, I appreciate your call, and I hear what you're saying. By the way, I'd forgotten to give you the new search term if you choose to make it number one. We're 20 for 20. We've never failed, and it's having a big effect because then hundreds of newspapers and publications then link through to our articles and write about it. It's a key weapon in the info war, so I'm using it. We're going to put out the term machete race war. Machete race war. Machete. M-A-C-H-E-T-E. Machete. M-A-C-H-E-T-E. Machete race war. So that folks will go actually hear what this film is really about. In fact, give me a document cam shot. This is a World War I propaganda showing a German soldier bayoneting a baby. And that's basically what the film Machete is. So the search term is Machete Race War, or the Spanish inflection, Machete Race War. Thank you, Mark. Mark in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, great day to you, Alex.
Welcome. Speak up,
Mark,
sir.
Sorry about that. I'll speak from it. I was looking again at that Red Beckman book that he wrote a while back ago, talking about will and testament of our forefathers being the Constitution. And that's what I've been kind of talking about a couple times regarding the Hebrew 9 as will and testament of Jesus. And, you know, but to be ignored by all these churches and everything.
Well, if my nation will, you know, get down on its knees, repent, I will heal their land. I appreciate your call, Mark. Absolutely. We've got to repent and realize the mind control we're under. Sean in Utah, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to say your message is getting out there. I talked to people about Glenn Beck a year ago or more, I guess, when he was doing the debunking the FEMA camps, and they were telling me I was crazy. And now people are coming around here, and I live in a pretty strong Mormon, you know, Mormon area.
They've got the Emergency Centers Act admitting the camps they built. I sent Glenn Beck 2 months before he did his show, binders. We had our listeners emailing the civilian inmate labor camp program, Rex 84, and he admits it's all real in his book, but won't go on the radio or TV and tell folks that he was wrong, that there are FEMA camps.
Right, and people I talk to, they say, I see a lot of flip-flopping from this guy, they tell me. And also, Joel Skousen, that was an amazing interview you had with him, and I use him to get into the Mormon population because he's a member as well. So I just want to thank you for that. And can I throw out a t-shirt idea?
Sure.
Watch out for stage terror, like the street sign, watch out for falling rocks.
Sean, awesome. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Dina in Arizona. Dina, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I appreciate you, and I had a bit of information I found was interesting that I wanted to bring up to you. I had met a gentleman a few years ago who said he was doing construction work in the Pentagon while the attacks happened, and he said the section that got hit with the plane or whatever hit it was completely empty. There were no documents, no people, and coincidentally, they
all... No. I interviewed a woman who was admittedly one of the victims in it, and again, it's all a complete lie, but go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, but he was just saying that they had sprayed some type of microfiber on that part of the Pentagon. And also, when I was traveling through Mexico, I noticed that all of the pyramids that I had visited, there was a strange, like, Masonic or, you know, that eye symbol at every pyramid, and they were doing excavations. So I know that they're looking for something, and just trying to take in all this information, it seems like it all goes together.
Well, it certainly does, Dina, and I appreciate your call. I mean, there's no doubt that the Aztecs were into hardcore occult, what we'd call Satanism, you know, chopping children's hearts out. But we're told, be politically correct, don't criticize a culture. Well, I'm against the Nazi culture, I'm against the communist culture, and I'm against the Mesoamerican blood-drinking culture. You know, I'm allowed to choose what I think's good. You know, Coke or Pepsi. Well, it goes a lot deeper than that. Shauna in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I just want to talk about Glenn Beck's book, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I wanted to get on the point about PNAC, Project for New American Century, and for Obama to have a disaster to make him look good so the Republicans and Democrats can fight some more.
No, that's it. They want to keep you within the left-right paradigm while claiming now. I mean, notice 5 years ago, you never heard the term left-right paradigm that I coined 14 years ago. Now they use it. They go, this isn't right-wing or left-wing. You know, it's not just communist governments. It's any big, bad government that's bad. And I want to be clear. We have forced Beck and Limbaugh and others to admit they're corrupt elites. We have forced them to start telling some of the truth, and they're doing some good now because of it. So overall, it's positive. And I'm sorry I called you Shauna. I need to move my screen over here closer. It's Shannon. Anything else, Shannon?
Yes, sir.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come back to you after the break. Stay with us, folks. More calls right ahead.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone.
Unless you want to.
And no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com. The best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action. station or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have decided to basically make the Glenn Beck Deception, but I'm not going to probably call it the Glenn Beck Deception. I'm not sure yet. Just like I made the Obama Deception when he had an 85% approval rating, and it was out a month and a half after he was in office, I knew he would go back on every promise he'd made. And I exposed how both parties are controlled by the very same people. And that's what I'm going to do here. But it's not just going to be about Glenn Beck. The entire Republican establishment. So that you can say I'm wrong when it comes out, and then later, once they're in office, you'll say, man, he's right again. And that's why our stock goes up and up and up, and fewer people doubt us, because they understand we know what we're talking about. But I'm not even saying Glenn Beck's a bad guy. I've talked to two people high level at Fox News. One of them's a household name, who say Glenn Beck is scared to death and knows this is all real now and has bodyguards and didn't know what he got into. And that he is actually a good guy and has woken up. But that he doesn't like Alex Jones and did wake up from listening to this show and has five people that listen every day and he rips off everything we do. And in his book, he's got this patriot character who gets leaked the MIAC and Homeland Security reports demonizing conservatives, but doesn't say it's Alex Jones. So, I mean, every time I tune in, it's like he calls public schools re-education camps. That my term. It just feels weird because I love Ron Paul and his success. I love Judge Andrew Napolitano on Fox, number one show on Fox Business only a few months in. Guaranteed to get higher ratings than Beck. He's never been a double talker, never flip-flopped, was against the banker bailout, is a real constitutionalist, was against the Patriot Act under Bush. Beck was for it. It's just that Beck is being set up as a major icon to be the symbol of the Patriot movement, and so he can stab us in the back. I mean, I just showed you last hour News Corp that owns Fox promoting global warming with messages in TV. And they've got most of their News Corp people on Fox News pushing it. So my point is, Rupert Murdoch is a globalist pushing world government and world taxes. And we need to hold Beck and others' feet to the fire. They know America's waking up. They know the world's waking up. So they're creating counterfeits to take control of it. But the fact that they're having to do this shows you how far we've come. So pray for Glenn Beck. Pray for Barack Obama. It's just watching his show. It's getting so slick. And his whole new book is about mind control and semantical manipulation and how to control people and how the left and right's controlled. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And, of course, he didn't really write this book. It's ghostwritten. This is high-tech information. And the system is trying to take over our movement, the Tea Party, and everything else. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I want to get to your calls and then some news. Shannon in Mississippi, finish your point.
Well, anyway, talking about Glenn Beck, how he's got the mind control and he manipulates everybody and he's slick on TV, which he is. This is something I try to do and try to wake people up. And if these American people don't wake up, we're going to be done. We're going to be through. But I try to tell people about 9/11 and these cell phone calls that they made from those airplanes. Now, everybody think about it. This was the year 2001 now. Now it's the year 2000.
These were non-air phones, dozens of phone calls made from 30,000 feet or above, impossible. And now the FBI, with the Solicitor General's wife 2 years ago, admitted those phone calls were never made. That wasn't true. There was no let's roll, none of it. It was all lies.
was all a lie. In fact, Dallas, in the year 2006 now, I called Boeing Airlines, and I talked to some individuals there, some personnel there, and they stated that they had put new cell phone antennas or new cell phone towers in the tail sections of every cargo Airbus in the year 2006. Now, what did I do? I asked them, if they were so good in the year 2001, why are you doing it now in the year 2006? And they all stuttered. They couldn't.
Well, I mean, it's not your opinion. The FBI admits that those phone calls were not made. It's not true. It's admitted. And they just hide it in the Washington Post like they. But not just in the Washington Post on that issue. Remember 2 months ago, the Washington Post, Spy Talk, the weekly column? They had the CIA officers bragging how they created fake Bin Laden videos for U.S. television. I mean, they think we're so dumb, they go on Fox and CNN, I've played the clips here, and say, yes, our troops grow the opium and help ship it out. But it's good. And then we arrest you if you're caught with it. Or Limbaugh gets in trouble if he's got the hillbilly pills, the Oxycontin, the hillbilly heroin. They think you're so dumb, they just come around and go, yeah, we're growing the opium. Yeah, we make fake Bin Laden videos. I appreciate your call. I mean, it's amazing. AK-47 in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Jones? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have a comment and a question. First, my comment is just to get the InfoWar out there and wake people up. I'm a private business owner, small business owner, and at the end of every job, I clean carpets. At the end of every job, I hand them out one of your DVDs, and I could call them back months down the road, and it's like killing two birds with one stone. I ask them, hey, how's your carpets doing? And by the way, what'd you think of that DVD? And 9 times out of 10, they're wow, you know, it really woke me up to things I didn't know. So for anybody who's got a business, if you're a waiter, if you're a plumber, if you're electrician, you know, you build up that customer relationship with that client. At the end of your job, you do good work. You have it, like you said, it's free knowledge. You know, give it to them, say, watch it, and then you can call back and talk about your work and also the DVD. It's a good way to get your foot in the door to generate more business. Second, my question is for you. Me and a couple of my friends were having a few drinks last night, and we got to thinking, you have a lot of listeners, and what about a citizen's arrest? I mean, if everybody got together and signed a citizen's arrest for these jokers that are in the White House and running our federal government, couldn't we find an attorney to prosecute all our millions of signatures for a citizen's arrest?
Well, that could be done. The problem is the courts are so corrupt they would throw it out. But there is the court of public opinion. And if the people wake up and can't be led along with this corruption, the globalists will fail. That's why the system has to lead false opposition or controlled opposition to control people. And that's why the system's panicking and having to more and more go, okay, there is a world government. There is a eugenics plan. But in this new Glenn Beck book, he shows both sides and kind of says, maybe it's a good idea. Later in the week, I'm going to actually go through and read passage after passage. But it's actually like a sick sales job where he admits the government sponsoring terror, but maybe they're doing it for order. And he admits that the CIA's mind controlling, but maybe it's okay. And he admits that they're doing all this tyranny, but maybe they've got to do it. And I appreciate your call, AK. By the way, speaking of films, I wasn't going to plug this because they're almost all sold out. There's really no need to. But we're offering 5 of my documentary films, or films I produced, for $9.95. Full-length feature, documentary, high quality, with expanded extras, Fabled Enemies, Terror Storm, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Reflections and Warnings, How Weed Won the West, Exposing the Phony Drug War. They're almost all sold out. I did this just because I'm slashing everything. I mean, I'm losing money on this. And by the way, we've never had more viewers, listeners, supporters. I just want to get the material out. These specials are on InfoWars.com. If you want to support us, you can also pay 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get 3 free months when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you get the daily radio show with video simulcast, full 5-camera shoot, 4-camera shoot. You get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, $5.95 a month, PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy 3, get 1 free. Buy 3 packages of Life Change Tea and get 1 package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy 3, get 1 free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy 3 get 1 free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nightline Thursday night. Hit us and hit us hard with a feature on yours truly. And they never let me talk for more than 5 seconds. They cut everything I said out of context. And they made jokes. Alex Jones says the government's putting poisons in the water. When they were here, I gave them government documents where they talked about putting sodium fluoride in the water to reduce fertility. I gave them government documents from the Rockefeller Foundation for the government and others talking about vaccines to sterilize you. Mainstream news promoting putting lithium in the water to make you passive. You know, I'm forced to cover hardcore news here. It's kind of like in the last 6, 7, 8 years or even longer, I'd play clips of congressional hearings where DynCorp and Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings. By the way, DynCorp in the state of Texas and many other areas is the main CPS contractors taking kids. That's admitted. I mean, that's the type of issues we cover. Here's CNN today. Tens of millions of missing girls. That's the headline. Give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Tens of millions of missing girls. And it goes on to say that in the last decade, there are 30 million missing girls. Now, a lot of them go to other countries to be prostitutes or to work in sweatshops, but millions are sex slaves, and major nations are doing this on record. I remember 2 years ago it came out in the Dutch news that Israel was selling Palestinians' organs after they killed them in their prisons, and Israel was going to go after the newspaper, and then it came out in AP a few months later. Israeli doctors came out and said, yeah, we're doing it. And China does it. The U.S. has been caught doing it. I mean, folks, when you let corruption grow and grow and grow and deny it's there, it's going to run rampant. And now here's CNN, but they don't tell you who's doing it or why. What do you think they do in these countries they occupy in Eastern Europe or Africa or Asia? Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest countries doing it. Tens of millions of missing girls. But I thought I would then give you a few Prison Planet articles from the last 6-7 years that link to mainstream news. These are boil downs. DynCorp and Halliburton sex slave scandal won't go away. Chicago Tribune reported on it. I mean, that's not Alex Jones saying that. I have trouble believing this. It's so incredible, but it's real. Truth is stranger than fiction. And it just goes on and on and on, my friends. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's go to Francis in Germany, then Steve in Pittsburgh. Francis, you're on the air.
Hello, Alton. Hello, oh. Alex. How are you doing?
Welcome.
I have some information for you. I'd like to read it out on the air.
Okay.
Inception, 25-10-07. The same system is used in the film Star Wars, where Darth Maul is changed to Frankfurt. That's it.
All right. I don't understand you, but I appreciate your call. Send me an email. Try to explain it. That was interesting. Let's go ahead and talk to Stephen in Pittsburgh. Stephen, you're on the air. Okay. He's listening to his radio. We're going to let him go. Let's go to JJ in Texas. JJ, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Ever since Friday when you played this hit piece from Nightline, I've been absolutely fuming, foaming at the mouth, fuming. I can't believe I've had to write just a few points down. I can't believe Dan Harris is not only insulted you, but insulted everyone, not only your audience, but
yeah,
everyone.
No, they sent the host of the ABC Nightly News down here. That's Dan Harris. Go ahead.
He said the language he used to you was just so unbelievable for a journalist to even just even contemplate using.
But that's why they're hemorrhaging all their viewers. People don't buy their baloney. People say, why would you let them come here? They're so arrogant, I knew they'd make a hit piece, and then it would only wake people up more. So bring it on.
Right. Well, when he talked about you overstate your case to expose your more sinister theory, I think you should send him a copy of Machete to expose him to someone really sinister like Robert Rodriguez, who is really dangerous. And when you talked about your vociferous critics from the Southern Poverty Law Center, please, your floating, highly charged ideas are...
No, I mean, they said Alex Jones really concerns them and his millions of listeners and his growing power. And, oh, my gosh, he's exponentially growing. What are we going to do? But, again, by letting them come here and produce that hit piece, we illustrate who they are.
Right. The thing that got me the most was when he said, and your son knows the word propaganda. Well, let me tell you, Alex, I have listened to you since the days of public access when I lived over by where your old offices were. And you were the only news source I let my children listen to. They did not watch CNN. They did not watch anything else except you. And they have grown up. They're like 23 and 21 now, and they are wonderful, like Renaissance people. They're multi-talented. They're not sheep people because I didn't let them listen to that propaganda. So
well, God bless you. Anything else, JJ?
That's it. You go, Alex.
Thank you, JJ. Look, they were here for a whole day and edited it down to a 6.5-minute piece, and he said to me, he said, do you ever overstate your case? Well, I'd be a liar if I said, no, I never overstate my case. I said, no, I overstate my case sometimes, but most of the time it's worse than I even thought. And his issue there was that day I made the point that without even looking for it, it was just all over the news, four different news articles saying we need a one-child policy in the United States, or a one-child policy would be good like communist China has. And he took one of the four articles and said, well, this CNN piece is jokey. It wasn't jokey. It said, this is good green sex, only have one child. And then he said, well, don't you ever overstate your case? And I said, yeah, I do. Maybe 5% of the time out of 100. But, I mean, look, we were on air 10 years ago saying the end of the Glass-Steagall Act with top economists on this show was going to create tens of trillions in debt and bankrupt us by design, and that the answer would be a global bank with carbon taxes. Exactly that happened. Not because I'm smart. The Club of Rome, the UN, our own government said that was the plan. I had the articles from 1996 with Ken Lay of Enron and others with Al Gore setting it up. They said, after we bring out the derivatives bubble, we'll have a new one with carbon taxes. They told us what they were going to do. And these neocon talk show hosts get up on the air for decades and tell you there's no world government, there's no international banks, there's no move for any of this, so you'd sit there on your butts instead of fighting it. We know the Democrats are out there supporting it. They've got a bunch of domesticated, bleeding-heart, well-meaning morons that follow them. But the system is worried about conservatives because they're more constitutional individually. And so the Republicans are going to be swept into office. The Democrats are in free fall. That wasn't hard to predict. Everybody's victorious. Oh, we're defeating Obama. He's a puppet. Now they're going to give you a right-wing puppet. Right-wing in name only. Wake up to the control system. What did I read from Glenn Beck's book where he quotes the CIA-financed publication, Tragedy and Hope? Only 1,000 of these were printed, but the plates for the book got out. And that's why the public knows about this. This was written because it's so complex. Government high-level operatives, this is what Quigley wrote, needed to understand the real system. And he admits, we're setting up a world government. It controls the left, the right, fascist, communist. They're going to have a one-child policy. They're going to totally take over. I work for them, is what he said. 1968. And Beck puts it in his book, laughing at you. The argument that the two parties should represent opposing ideals and policies is a foolish idea. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts of policy. And then he goes on to say we control both parties. That's what I'm telling you. Glenn Beck will give you all the rhetoric that's true. But then at key points, he'll support value-added taxes, banker bailouts, the Patriot Act, wars that are illegal and bankrupting us, government-sponsored terror. In his new book, he admits the government stages terror. But on his show, he says you should be arrested if you say it. You got it?
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The globalists, the social engineers, have created many counterfeits of true patriots in the last century to try to control and manipulate populations. But you know that you are for real. You know that you have the fires of liberty burning in your heart. And you have had such a effect on the system that they're having to come out and admit more and more of the truth to even stay relevant. We are funded by our sponsors and by you, the listeners. And I am so proud of the fact that I never sold out, that I said no to being given Glenn Beck's job 10 years ago before he was even on the radar. Because my integrity is what matters at the end of the day, and I know this New World Order is pure evil. I know they're poisoning the water supply. I knew those flu shots were going to kill people, and now they admit they are and are pulling them off the shelves worldwide. I knew the truth, and that's what matters in history. And that's why your support of this broadcast and spreading the word and Googling the keywords we put out so that hundreds of newspapers report on what we're putting out is so important. The search term today, of course, deals with the movie Machete. The search term is Machete Race War. Enter those three words, Machete Race War, and it will be the top search term. I have no doubt will fail because of your great activism on this holiday weekend, and I'm in here live. Now, I'm going to race through as many calls as possible. Steve, Cody, Ben, Josh, Chuck, Roger, Swan, 1 minute apiece. Steve in Canada, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
Good. Big fan of yours. Just wanted to give you a quick update on the police state up here in Canada. I live in a decent neighborhood in downtown Edmonton, and one of my neighbors was out back cleaning out his car, and the cops rolled up and asked him for license and registration while he was cleaning out his car.
It's the same thing in England, same thing here, but the illegal aliens are above the law. It's about training you to line up and produce your papers.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting here and I looked out back.
Hey, there are articles every few weeks I see out of Canada where you only hear about it when it's a TV host or a newspaper writer because they're mad and write about it, where they get police at their door over a shotgun their daddy gave them 50 years ago. And they say, that's not registered, turn it in.
They're talking about scrapping the long gun registry up here because they've already wasted $1 billion on it. And they said it was only supposed to be a $3 or $4 million thing.
Yeah, my parents were in Canada 2 weeks ago. My dad brought me a newspaper back. I never brought it to the studio to cover it. And it talked about the major city, how they threw out the police chief and the whole government. Canadians, the sleeping giant, is rising over that gun issue.
Oh, yeah, like especially out here out west in Alberta. Like, I grew up in a farming community, and everybody had guns. You know, I mean, you go hunting, you go eat deer, you go eat moose, you know, shoot coyotes.
Oh, hey, in 2000, the real Crocodile Dundee, the guy that Hogan made that movie about, wouldn't turn his guns in. They came to his house. They had a shootout. He killed and wounded a couple cops. They killed him to come take his hunting rifle. They killed the real Crocodile Dundee. Now the guy that made the movie about it isn't allowed to leave Australia because he, quote, didn't pay all of his taxes. I appreciate your call. It's just amazing. Cody in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I've got a really good fluoride story for you. A couple of years back, I'm taking a environmental science class at a junior college, and the discussion came up with water quality. I told the class that they've been putting fluoride in our water. So the teacher, you know, turned it into a heated debate. The teacher storms out, grabs the water quality report from the town I live in, which I had mentioned that I had a copy, goes through it, looks in, and sure enough, she finds it. So fast forward 2 years, I'm training this new girl at school, at work, and she's talking about some teacher that is very adamant about fluoride in the water and making all of her kids do, you know, these assignments about fluoride in the water.
So you're saying you woke that person, up?
I woke that person up and every student that she's had ever since then.
And it shows the power. Let me stop you. That's why my brain is spinning. I finally read his new book. He says, drink tap water. It's good for you. Bex tells his listeners, drink it. Trust the government. I mean,
exactly, Alex. This is just amazing, and it just shows that we can wake people up one by one. It's very hard, but we can do it.
Cody, again, Hollywood puts this image of a hero like Schwarzenegger, the archetype of Hercules, defeating the dragon or defeating the Hydra. No, it's little things that will defeat them. It's little things that build up and are an unstoppable force. God bless you, Cody. Beautiful story. Ben in Indiana, you're on the air.
A TV member, huge supporter of InfoWars. I just wanted to mention that the National Security Strategy, May 2010, has tons of talk of global governance and international order. And I just wanted to see maybe analysis by you or one of your writers.
Well, I haven't looked at. Did you say that was the 2010 National Security Strategy by the National Security Council run by General Jones?
Yes. Well, it's on White House .gov. That's the one, and just came out.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen the 2010 strategy, but General Jones at CFR.org admitted he takes all his orders from the CFR, which is illegal, a private offshore think tank. And, no, listen, the Pentagon 6 years ago put out a report admitting they work for world government, and they had Thomas Barnett before that, Naval War College professors say the same thing. But, no, I haven't seen this new one. So you're saying they just come right out with global government?
International order all over the place, subsections, big sections devoted to it. They use the IMF and the United Nations as examples of the order that they're setting up. It's pretty clear.
And they say global governance.
Sure, they use that in there somewhere, but international order is all over the place.
Well, it's standard operating procedure. That's why they can't deny it, but they'll have their controlled operatives come out and lead the opposition to it, so at key points they can go along with it. Good points. We'll look into it immediately. Who's up next, guys? Josh in Florida. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. Good.
Excellent. 2 points I wanted to touch on. One, I didn't hear you talk about it yet, but tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on National Geographic, Giuliani is going to be talking. Giuliani's 9/11. He's going to say in his own words, I guess, his reaccounts of the events of that day. So it'd be interesting just to watch and see.
I wonder if he'll talk about how they ran a drill to attack the World Trade Centers that morning called Tripod 2. He'd admitted it on 9/11 on ABC and CBS. Then he denied it till the videos were produced. Or the new NIST footage the feds were sued to release, where it confirms Barry Jennings and others in the building with bombs going off in Building 7. Wonder if we'll talk about that.
Exactly. Or we'll see if he brings up his emergency command center that he had in Building 7.
I wonder if he will. We'll look into it. Thank you. Let's talk to Sean in Arizona. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Big Patriot, Alex. I've talked to you a couple times in the past, and giving up your Labor Day weekend. You know, as all of us listening, that we may not have Labor Day weekends to be free and party and get drunk and all these crazy things that people do anymore. You know, the most important thing is to talk about freedom. Because freedom is in its waning hours in America. A couple of salient points. You know, I called twice before because I was there around Reagan at the convention, and you started mentioning this today. The most important thing is we know now that Republicans really are poised to make a big score here, maybe gain back both houses here in the fall. But it's not a victory for freedom. And I saw that when I worked for Reagan. I was very young. He was a great guy. I liked him personally. But the week of the platform hearings in Detroit, which is the week before the televised convention.
They came in and said, you will put George W. Bush in, George Herbert Walker Bush, who Reagan had exposed as a trilateral commission globalist.
In Rockefeller. I was 19 years old at the time, and I was picking up these people. They were surrounding him then. And, you know, they've got their stooges. We know Glenn Beck is one of them. The big disappointment, though, is as a Westerner, Sarah Palin. You know, I guess they've thrown a lot of money at her, but what a disappointment.
She's the reason you got open border John McCain.
Absolutely. And, you know, McCain, I hate to say, McCain's wife's father was tied to some very, very tough things. Yeah, McCain's completely false. But the thing about Palin is, you know, her husband, as Pat Buchanan noted quickly on that first day that she was announced to the world in August, two years ago now, you know, her husband was part of the Sagebrush Rebellion in Alaska, the separation movement. And she apparently has just completely swung over. And
I'm out of time. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. If you missed any of the first hour, I covered key intel. Great job, crew. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.